Social Inclusion and Youth, created in by law in 2018 as part of the Ministry for Children and Youth. This situation has allowed for a specialization in the work and in the social, educational, and social reinsertion system of the adjudicated youth. Since the creation of this institute, they have grown year by year, specifically addressing the question on the training and the profile of those working in the body. There are not police that work directly with the adolescents that are deprived of liberty. There are only police at the access doors to the centers and in the perimeters of the three of the maximum security individuals. They do not participate in the social educative processes. When I noted that their work has increased since the creation of the institute, the goal has always been in the training to train on an ongoing basis. But 2020 saw the creation of a training program for those working directly with the youth. And one of the most important things here is that this year we will be it will have its own training program. There are courses being offered to all of the staff that works directly with the children, some 800 workers. Further, we could note that there is additional training, orientation for new arrivals, and other courses as well. There's also a physical containment course and other courses for the educators. We also created a specific area for training, that is to say the Continuing Education Academy, that is done together with international partners.
With the support of the EU, this academy and the training therefore provided, together with other measures which the directorate of the institute is taking, such the increase of great inclusion of inter-schools, formal and non-formal schools, will make it possible to take a strong leap forward that would enable us to improve the social and educational processes for children deprived of liberty and continually improve their social reintegration processes. Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson.
Muchas gracias. En cuanto a la inquietud planteada acerca de...
With regards to sexual and reproductive health rights and a voluntary interruption of voluntary termination of pregnancy, in 2021 there were a total of 10,111 abortions.